Welcome back to Money Tips. I want to talk about gratitude today because living in a state of gratitude means that you'll attract more of that which you are grateful for. You notice how people who are grateful and happy about the small things, they seem to be luckier, they seem to attract good things. Maybe it's the way they smile, maybe it's their happy demeanor. And this could be just things like having good health and be just grateful to be able to walk, grateful to be able to watch this on your computer screen, or have a smartphone, or live in a nice country, or having money coming in. That's something you can be grateful for. No matter what your situation is, you can always find something that you are grateful for. But if you're ungrateful and unhappy in your life, you'll always be striving for more or just dissatisfied, and you will never have enough, even if you just keep striving away, if you're just unhappy with what you've got, okay? So I want to just encourage you today to live in a state of gratitude. Now, don't say, well, it's all right for this person because they've got money. Of course, they've been grateful for their life. I haven't got anything. Well, try being a bit more grateful for what you do have. And in my support group, I'm going to give more tips on this and go into this in a bit more detail. But one way you can do this is just keeping a journal. And keeping a journal, and then writing down every day the things that you're grateful for, the things that went well that day. I mean, many, many big people like Oprah Winfrey kept a journal all her life. I think they call it a journal or a diary or whatever you want, or just you can put it on your phone even in notes. But it does help. It does help you to reflect on the day and not just think about the bad things that happen. So do check out my supporters club. Less than the price of a cup of coffee a month, you can get a lot more content and lots of other bonuses.